Okay, maybe this is a cheap move, but we're going to start our radio program today with the most poignant possible elements for any story. They are the lost and found column and a puppy. Here's the ad.
Stolen dog, black, toy poodle named Isis. Stolen 72702 from the Armitage Kedzie area. Call 312-719-3669.
The production manager for our show, Todd Bachman, who normally is not on the air but who helps us get our show on the air, wanted to get in on the action this week, and he was the one to check out this ad.
When I saw this ad, the thing that hooked me was the word stolen. The toy poodle wasn't lost, like most missing dogs are, but abducted. Leo, the author of this ad, was working in his garage while Isis played in the fenced yard just outside. When he came out, Isis was gone. His best guess about what happened is sort of incredible. Leo thinks Isis was taken by a puppy mill for breeding. Some neighborhood kids say they saw a woman come into Leo's yard and chase Isis around and around until she finally caught the toy poodle and ran off. Kind of like a scene from 101 Dalmatians.
So when I asked the kids, then, you know, everything hit the rotary oscillator. I don't know. I'm being a locksmith at that. There's a right and wrong, and what's mine is mine, what's yours is yours. And I like to keep the status quo, okay? That's why I'm in the profession, to help keep that status quo.
Leo misses Isis and says his older dog, a 13-year-old Shih Tzu named Button, misses her too. Leo had big plans for Isis.
What I wanted to do was mate her with Button for puppies. Yeah, Shih Tzu and poodle. A shadoodle. The best of both worlds, you know, the little bit of playfulness and the ability to do certain tricks and stuff, and then the calmness of the Shih Tzu.
Leo had adopted Isis only months prior to her theft, from a family who couldn't handle Isis's incontinence. According to Leo, this family just didn't get Isis at all.
They called her Amber. The dog is jet black, all black, gloss black, curly hair, you know, except for the little red and the mustache. And they called her Amber. I have no clue why anybody would call a black dog Amber. And once her face was shaved, immediately I thought of a black granite statue of the Egyptian goddess Isis. And when I said Isis, she just perked up her ears and her hair stood on end. You could just see that her face cocked and everything. She liked that word. So that was her name.
I spent a few hours with Leo riding around in his minivan on his quest to rescue Isis. In addition to the classified ad Leo has in all the major daily and weekly papers in Chicago, he's flooded his local park with flyers and has even taped an enlarged 5-foot by 5-foot version of it to his minivan. The flyers also offer a reward of $20.
I'm a small guy, and I could offer the $100 reward or something, but I don't want the people to think that they can just steal a dog and get a lot of reward. I want them to realize also that the person that they stole the dog from, you know, doesn't have much. You know, that's not wealthy. Just because I got a poodle doesn't mean, you know, that I live in a Taj Mahal.
Oh, you haven't separated? We head to the animal shelter, which brings in newly captured dogs from off the streets every 7 days.
You be nice or nobody's going to adopt you. Now, do you think anybody's going to want to adopt those teeth?
After scouring the rows of cages without success, we decide to head over to a Spanish-speaking paper called La Raza to place yet another ad.
Is this a help wanted ad?
No, this is a... I had my dog stolen a while ago. I talked to you on the phone.
For the ad in La Raza, Leo decides to take a more creative approach. He has the man at the desk read the ad back to him to make sure he got every word.
Stolen black toy poodle named... Is it
Isis?
Isis. May have a contagious disease, lepto.
Mm-hmm.
Can cause liver or kidney failure in humans. Symptoms, dry mouth, shaky hands, lightheaded, dizziness, calm, blah, blah.
Desperate, after 5 dogless weeks, Leo has decided to put out an ad that says Isis suffers from a dog disease, which is contagious to humans. He hopes that whoever took Isis will see the ad and come running back for some kind of antidote.
So that would be $25.50.
No, you guys ought to feel kind of ashamed of yourselves. Everybody else gave me at least one free ad.
Is that right?
Yeah. Because of the lost dog and stuff.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. I'll go ahead and run the ad, no extra charge.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel for you.
Despite all of Leo's ingenuity and effort, the ads just don't seem to be working. Even Leo says that if you don't find your dog after the first couple of hours, it's pretty unlikely you ever will. He keeps putting ads in the paper, though. He doesn't know what else to do.
Well, Todd, thanks for that report. Let's try one last thing, since the ad doesn't seem to be finding ISIS. We're joined in the studio here, Todd.
Yes.
By you and by Leo.
That's me. And Button.
And Button. Button is right here. Leo, over 1 million people are listening to us right now on the radio. So if I could just ask the people who are listening to just take a moment and turn the volume up on your radios. Okay, Leo. Call the dog.
Here, ISIS. ISIS. Come here, ISIS.
All right, if anybody hearing our voices right now notices a black poodle barking or wagging its tail in the vicinity, what's the number to call?
312-719-3669. You can turn your volume down now. It doesn't have to be so loud.
I married ISIS on the 5th day of May, but I could not hold on to her.